Think the ocean's a quiet place. Drop a microphone into the middle of the Pacific, and you might be surprised at what you hear. That symphony of sounds plays a critical role when it comes to survival under the sea. Whales and dolphins use sound to navigate, find food, and communicate with each other.
When you consider the underwater acoustic environment, you need to keep in mind that sound travels incredibly well underwater.
Jason Gadamke runs NOAA's Ocean Acoustics Program. He's also the lead author of the recently released Ocean Noise Strategy Roadmap. Its goal is to manage the noise humans are putting into the sea. He says while long-term research is limited, there have been studies showing that noise pollution from ships, sonar, and military exercises has increased over time.
So in just a tiny fraction of time on an evolutionary scale, we've really altered the underwater acoustic environment. We've altered underwater acoustic soundscapes.
It's a change researchers have tracked for some time.
All of this noise is having a sweeping effect on life in the sea.
Michael Jasny is the director of the Natural Resources Defense Council's Marine Mammal Protection Project. He says noise pollution has caused everything from hearing loss, disruption in breeding patterns, even death. But he thinks developing a strategy on how to deal with this is a positive step for NOAA.
This potentially marks a sea change in the way that the government approaches what we all know by now to be a serious environmental issue. The question really is about implementation.
And creating a budget to achieve that.
And until that happens, you know, this is just paper.
NOAA says it received more than 85,000 public comments on the Ocean Noise Strategy Roadmap. The full version can be found on our website, hawaiipublicradio.org. Molly Solomon for HPR News.